From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey calls for a ground operation to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. A UN spokeswoman said she believed the government of Syria has approved access to seven areas. Candidates in Uganda are holding their final rallies ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters will decide on Thursday whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term in office. On Monday, Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye as he campaigned in the country's capital. There are reports that one person was killed in violence that followed the detention. Tuesday, Mr. Besigye said that he had no confidence that the vote would be free and fair. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit focused Tuesday on long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California.
When ASEAN speaks with a clear, unified voice, it can help advance security, opportunity, and human dignity, not only for the more than 600 million people across ASEAN, but for people across the Asia-Pacific and around the world.
Mr. Obama is seeking to develop a leadership role within ASEAN, which he sees as key to the U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific region. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations moved to freeze their production Tuesday. They are trying to stop a drop in the price of crude oil, which has resulted from a glut of petroleum on world markets. This is VOA News.